Dvandam Bhaktivinoda Samanvitam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Saritam Sri Nandananda Mande Sri Radhika Charanatayam Bhavijana Samayutam Vrindavana Manavaram Sri Gauranga Nityananda Sri Vita Chandra Devadara Sivasi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jai Sri Radhesha. So this is September 17th, 2023. We're continuing with Tasting Bhakti Ras and Manjari Bhava Sadhana. And we're discussing some of the... The volume is too high. We're discussing some of the elements that make up the experience of tasting bhakti ras or prema ras or madhuri ras. So we're discussing sanchari bhavas or vyabhachari bhavas, which means emotions that come and go enhance the primary mood of love towards Krishna. So that's what we're reading. So this Kunja Vihari Babaji Maharaj wrote this book, Manjari Swarup Nirupan, and he's describing here one of the sanchari bhavas is mati, certainty. He quotes from Uklika Valadi, Jai Anabhadi Bhavadi. So he says, one Manjari is reporting to Radharani, "Oh Radharani, one day when you're in Man over some offense that Krishna made, you will say to Krishna, 'You dirt, go away. I don't want to see you here again.'" Radharani's not, she's angry with Krishna because some offense. I think I read it. I'll have you know I'm very angry with you. And then Radharani says, "Sakis, is that Subal Sakha, that friend of Krishna? Is that friend of Subal's comes here in some sneaky disguise? Be sure to prevent him from entering my kunj." Because sometimes Krishna dresses up as a psyche to enter, to get by the entry to the kunja to meet Radharani. So Radharani knows about his tricks. So she's alerting her psyches, "Be on guard. Watch out, this guy might try to dress, come as some psyche." And then Radharani's going on to say, "Then if Krishna does come here, at that time I'll say to him, pretending to be angry, I'll say, 'Previously you disguised yourself as a woman to deceive the demons and deprive them of the nectar.'" Who was that?
Mohini
Avatar. "But there's no demons here in the Kunja. Not only that, your mother's calling you. Go home with your mother. You may disguise yourself as a woman, but Radha is surrounded by very clever girlfriends who can recognize Krishna's disguise. So, my dear King of Braj, I don't think you'll be successful to get in the Kunja today. So please go home and think about the offense you committed to Radharani." This is Sanchari Bhava, certainty. And this is Sanchari Bhava, jubilation, called Harsh. Like in Bhagavatam's story, Harsha Shok, Chitraketu's son, who gave him happiness, and he died as a young boy, he gave him distress. So Harsh means happiness. This is from Govinda Lilamrita. "During Radhakund Lila, Radha and Krishna meet, they display all kinds of loving exchanges, flirting to each other. and the goddess, the deity of their bodily beauty, performs a beautiful dance performance. And watching that performance, in other words, Radha and Krishna are meeting each other at Radhakund. They first meet and are looking at each other with very romantic and seductive looks that, you know, let's enjoy in the quench later. And so the secular mantras are watching the meeting of Radha and Krishna, and they're becoming very pleased. So they're becoming harsh. And the jewels of their hearts and bodies act as gifts to the performers. This is an analogy. The Radha and Krishna are performers on a stage. The stage is called the stage of love, and the audience of the stage is the Sakis Mandris, and they're clapping and happy over the performance of the hero and heroine, Nayak and Nayaka. So they're very happy. So they're offering their bodies as gifts to the actors in the drama. That's what it's saying. It means they're going to do different sevas for Radha Krishna during their intimate pastimes. And this is another example from Ushalila Mani of harsh jubilation, happiness. One day, Lavanga Manjari. Who is Lavanga Manjari? Sanatana Goswami is Lavanga Manjari. Have to learn that pretty soon. Lavanga Manjari was sent by Radharani to bring Krishna, which he did extraordinarily by taking him away from a group of his suckers, where he was engaged in conversation. Upon returning to Radharani, the Manjari said, "My dear Ishwari, I have brought Krishna to a nearby kunj, taking him away from the coward boys. But I got him to come here by describing all your qualities. He will be here before you in a moment. Now order me, is there anything else I can do as your dasi?" So this example of Manjari feeling harsh, sanchari bhav, happiness, because she successfully completed her service. Radharani wanted to meet with Krishna, and Krishna was playing with the cowboys. The Manjari went and kidnapped him. Took him away from the cowboys. Some excuse. And this is chapter 8 of this book. It's called Rasa Swadan. Rasa means erotic, it means sweet mellows of love. And a swadan means to taste. So how to relish erotic sacred love. How to relish Madhurya Ras. The combination of different bhavas, the Stai Bhav and V Bhav and Anu Bhav and Sevik Bhav and Sanchari Bhavas, when they nourish the heart of a devotee who identifies as the gopi of Krishna, they transform the primary emotion of Madhur Rati or Stai Bhav into Madhur Ras. Rati becomes Ras, sacred rapture. There are two experiences of erotic love. One is in meeting Krishna, and one is in separation. So one is called Sambhag, one is called Vibhulamba. There's quite a lot of wind around here. Heavy wind. So, now he's going to describe these two experiences of separation and meeting. So the first one, separation means ayoga, a yoga ras and yoga ras. Rapture and separation, rapture and union. Yoga means connect, to join, and ayoga means no connection, no joining. When Radharani is separated from Krishna, she's in a condition of a yoga. At this time, Radharani is thinking of Krishna in her mind, Jayarani, and thinking of his qualities, and Radharani is thinking how to attain Krishna's association, how to attain his darshan. So this describes there's one type of mood that happens in separation is utkantita, means eagerness to meet the beloved. One young Gobi maiden, Jai Radhe, Shyam, a long time no see, welcome. Jai. Eager, Manorama. Yeah, Manorama, I remember your name, good. Welcome. So this is describing Radhe's eagerness and separation from Krishna. One young Manjari praises Vrindavan and her eagerness to see Radharani and Madhav's intimate pastimes. Then he cites a passage from Ukli Gavali by Rupa Goswami. So this is a Manjari praying in separation from Radha Krishna. O Krishna, O Radharani, I have given up everything and come to live here alone in Vrindavan. I have intense eagerness to get your mercy. Does that sound familiar? There's many devotees sitting here, they've come here by themselves not to enjoy material life, because it's not the place for that, not much scope for it. But we come here to get Radharani's mercy. I'm crying constantly, so please reveal to me, please give your darshan and remove the pain burning inside my heart. Now the Manjari Sarika prays to Vrindavan. O Vrindatavi, O forest of Vrindavan, there's no one in the whole universe who has not attained the greatest happiness by serving you, by serving Vrindavan, and serving in Vrindavan. Everyone who renders service here in Vrindavan has all their personal desires fulfilled, must we say. Fulfilled. Therefore, I offer my dandavats again and again and quietly pray to Vrindavan that you will kindly show me and teach me how can I attain darshan, saksha darshan of Krishna Radharani. So even we not only pray the land of Vrindavan, but we embrace the kala vriksha trees of Vrindavan. We have a bunch of them here you can embrace. We have chambak trees, neem tree, it depends on what your favorite is. You can embrace a chambak tree, a neem tree, a kadama tree, a tamal tree, a shok tree, a parijat tree, a mul tree. There's quite a few we can embrace. Called kalva riksha. Riksha trees which will fulfill your hankering, your desire. Well, now the Manjari prays to Vrindadevi. O Vrindadevi, in charge of the forest, Radha and Krishna, whose lotus feet I have so long desired to attain, that I carry with me in my heart their lotus feet. Therefore, Vrindadevi, I'm asking your permission that I can approach Radha and Krishna. Please glance at me with your eyes moistened with mercy and be merciful to me. So he's training Vrindadevi for a glance of mercy. Well, now the Manjari, in separation, prays to Radha and Krishna. O Krishna, O Vrindavaneshwari, I'm a wretched person. I'm crying loudly again and again. O Prabhu, O Ishwari, please be pleased upon me. Please show yourself to me. Let me see your form as like a black rain cloud embraced by a lightning bolt. So this is a hankering prayer of Manjari Sarika experience Viyoga from Radha and Krishna. So now he describes more about this Viyoga from Raghavardhana Chandrika. When a devotee has practiced bhakti bhajan throughout his life and is intensely eager to see Krishna and directly serve Krishna, at that time, at the stage of bhava prema, Krishna and his associates will come to that and will give darshan to that devotee at least one time. And the opportunity for service to Krishna will be given at that time, even though the devotee has not attained higher degrees of love that are found in the spiritual world, like sneha, mad, pranaya, rag, bhav, mahabhav, like that. Which these higher stages come after one thing's prema and leaves this world. This is the example that we see in Narada Muni in the Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, chapter 6, verse 25-29. At the time when the devotee gets darshan of Krishna, Krishna will give that lady or gentleman their spiritual body. So generally that happens in bhava, the platform of bhava. But when it comes to bhava, one will see the gopi roop they've been meditating on throughout their life. This is the proof of Bhagavatam. The story of Narada Muni, the first canon of Bhagavatam, starts off with Siddhadeva. It's pretty interesting. The first canon of sixth chapter starts the story of Narada Muni, a classic sadhaka who was doing Vaidhi sadhana. He got Siddhadeva by doing Vaidhi sadhana because he came to bhava and prema. It's all very clearly described there in that chapter. Chapter 6 is a very interesting and beautiful chapter. And the commentaries of Vishnu are very enlightening and very sweet to read. They're translated in English by Bhanaswami. Vishnu elaborates further on the darshan, experience of darshan by the sadhaka Madhurya Kanamani. This is eighth chapter, called Varsha, Astavarsha. So after giving darshan to the devotee at the level of prema or bhava, Krishna will disappear. And he does that to increase the feelings devotees have for him. Because after getting darshan, the devotee will become full of anxiety to attain his or her nitya seva. And in that anxiety, he'll deepen the bhakti from bhava to prema. His appreciation for Krishna will deepen, and his happiness for Manasi Seva will expand exponentially. The separation from Krishna that after having his darshan is called Viyog. Now he quotes Stavamala, Aruba Goswami. It is all sadhguru, advanced position of Bhava Bhakti. O Krishna, Rarani, you're resting on the banks of the Yamuna in a kunja of malati flowers, exhausted after wandering through the forest and enjoying Banbihar. When will I come and loosen your braids of hair? No, when will I come and loosen my hair braid and sweep the dust from your lotus feet? That's a pretty handy broom. In the morning you're using your hair braid to clean Radhani's bathroom, to sweep all the water out of Radhani's bathroom. In the afternoon, you're on the banks of the Yamuna, or even at night, using your hair braid to brush off the dust from Radhani's feet. Why is she doing that? Why is she brushing the dust off? No, it's very interesting reason. The Manjis, knowing what's going to happen, because now they're resting after wandering through the forest. As they're resting, they're going to enter a kunj, and Krishna's going to show his honor and respect for Radharani in the intimacies of Kunjalila, Ratikele. He's going to take Radharani's feet and hold him on his forehead. Deva, follow him, adharma, top him. And so Manji is reading Radharani's mind that's going to, Radharani knows, if Krishna knows the past, present, and future, Radharani knows even more clearly what the past, present, and future is. So Manji is getting that indication. So she's screaming, that's all Radharani's seat, not Krishna's seat. Krishna always has that's all his seat. Because Radharani doesn't want to put the dust of the feet on Krishna's forehead. That's her respect. So Manji knows our Radharani. She wants to put her clean feet with the clean marks, because if Radharani's going to mark Krishna's forehead, if there's dust on it, black dye may not come off. But there's no dust on her feet, and the red dye on her feet when she puts the Krishna's supposed to be marked. Like your foreheads will get chandana to send them. So this is why she's using her hair to sweep her feet. I didn't know. This is from Stavali by Raghunath Das. O Madhuri Mukhi, Kandarva's Kunja is beautifully adorned with Malavati flowers. Why be able to go there and serve you by fanning you as you lie on a flower couch with Krishna, enjoying joking conversation with him? It's called Narma Vilap. And your cheeks are covered with bumps of joy. When will such a day come? That's what we're all praying. When will that day come? These are more sonica prayers than separation. We can relate to this. That's where we all are, separated. Now the Sarga is praying to Radha Kund. I guess it's from Stavali. Oh, Radha Kund, in the course of their romantic affairs, Radharani is always sporting on your banks with her lover Krishna. Radhakund, you are dearer to Radharani than anything else. But please show, this is from Savali, Vilok Kusumanji. Please show her to me, for she is more dear than my own life. Alrighty, why don't you fill my eyes with ecstasy, if even for a moment, while Madhav lies on a bed of Malati flowers in the forest grows. I wish to see you lying on his dark blue cloud-like chest, like a combination of a golden vine of yuchi flowers and a bolt of lightning. There's a song by Vaishnav Das, some poet named Vaishnav Das, translated, and also praying for darshan of Radha Krishna. Oh, Gokula Chand. Oh, give her great happiness. Oh, Vrindavaneshwari. Oh, Chandramukhi, oh, Gandharva. Oh, Lalita Sakhi, friend of Lalita. Please be merciful and give me a sweet vision of yourself. Your lotus feet are the be all and end all of my existence. Only if you let me see your feet once, I'll be able to stay alive. Look, without seeing you, I'm dying. Please bestow your glance upon me. Please be kind to me and show me yourself in that form which stuns Cupid. Means Krishna. Under the shade of the desire trees of Vrindavan, surrounded by all the Sakis and Manjaris, show me this darshan just once. For by that I'll continue to live. Oh Krishna, let me have your darshan. Oh dear friend of Ishaka, when will you have pity on me and show me your lotus feet? When will you show me yourselves in the company of your eternal affectionate associates? You both are oceans of compassion. Will you fulfill my desires? This is my only wish in my mind. I am calling out to you with the top of my voice with a straw held in my mouth. That's a pretty good deal. You can talk, you can hold a straw in your mouth and also yell out loud. That's a pretty good yoga trick. Bite a straw, keep a straw in your mouth and also yell at the same time. That's so good. City yogi or something. I'll have a straw in my mouth and at the top of my voice, I'll beg you, for please have mercy on this destitute Vaishnava. Vaishnava Das Ki Jai. So, this song can be analyzed according to Rasa Vichara, all the different elements of Rasa. So first he describes the Stai Rati, which means the dominant, the unchanging, permanent, dominant, primary mood of love towards Krishna. Loving Krishna as a mother, loving Krishna as a friend, loving Krishna as a servant, or loving Krishna as a queen, or a wife, or loving Krishna as a lover, like Radha and Gopis. The Manjari's love like that. That's called Stai Bhav. So the dominant mood or Stai Bhav of Manjari's is Bhavalas Rati, which my guru, some acharyas say is a separate Stai Rati, separate Stai Bhav. My guru says it's a branch of Madhura Rati. It's a way of expressing Madhura Rati, which is specific to the Manjari's. Anyway, but anyway, Manjari's have this special Rati, which rises, Ulas rises in their heart, following the Bhavas or Rarani's heart. So the primary Stai Rati, the foundational love of the Manjari's, is amorous love, like the Gopis have for Krishna. Then the Vibha, Vibha means the hero and the heroine, and the situation, the setting, and this is called Prem Vishai, which is the Gopis. Sometimes the Gopis are, usually the Gopis are Prem Vishai, the Gopis Prem Vishai, and Krishna is the Prem Vishai, the object of love and the shelter of love. That's called Vibha. Vibha means the how love starts, because love can only start if you have a lover and beloved. You have a dhruvi rati, you have amorous love in your heart, and your lover has amorous love. But if you're in Russia and she's in Italy, it can't get too much happening that way. So it has to be some stimulant to the love. Meeting, coming together, voice, call on the phone, see a picture on the phone, whatever. So that stimulant is called udipan. So the Vishai, he's describing this song that the Manjari is praying, have darshan. So he's saying the object of Vishai of love for the Manjari is Radha Krishna. The Premashrai is the Manjari's and Radharani's other second. The instigators, the stimulants to Rasa called Udipan, are the banks of Radhakund, the cool shade of the desire trees. And then what follows that? Anu means follow. What bhavas follow that? Anu bhavas are physical expressions, voluntary physical expressions of the agitation or excitement of your heart, called anu bhav. Crying, aloud, shouting. So some of the lines of the verse that are shouting, this is the anu bhav. Straw in the mouth and shouting. Oh, right, right. Oh, when will you show me your feet? When will you show me your feet? That's Anu Bhava, the Bhavalas Rati, Stai Rati. And then, sighing, and woe is me, when am I going to have darshan? Just sighing and crying. Then Sattvic Bhavas are also Bhavas which follow the excitement of the heart, excitement of the Stai Bhava, the permanent loving emotion. But they're involuntary, you can't control it. You start sweating, your hair stands, and then you start trembling. These are called sattvic bhavas. So he gives an example. Because in the poem he said he's crying. So the Manjari may show these symptoms at the level of bhava in separation from Radha and Krishna, such as crying, trembling, perspiration. And vyabhachari bhavas, they're called transitory emotions. They come and go. They're feelings, sentiments arise in the mind and heart and come and go. Like despondency, if you don't attain a goal, you become depressed, or you become humble, feel grief or eagerness. These are called Sanchari Bhavas, or Vyavachari Bhavas, Transitory Bhavas. Next Sunday, we'll talk about yoga, some different descriptions of Ramakrishna's meeting. So now we have our separate file here.